Texas Mutual Insurance Company invites you to be part of the WorkSafe Texas Summit at Stockyard Station on June 20th. The event features presentations on workplace safety, an explanation of new OSHA requirements affecting Texas businesses, and more. To register, go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, when the announcement came, it was a real shocker. But the more you look at this deal of Amazon buying out Whole Foods, maybe the more sense it makes. But a lot of money, $13.7 billion, a big 27% premium. But it's sending ripples all the way through, well, all of retail, which has been suffering. One man who knows retail from every aspect is Jim Keyes. You remember him as the former CEO of 7-Eleven, then Blockbuster. What you may or may not know is that he also has the rights to the name Wild Oats that is in that business. Jim Keyes joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
So this is an exciting time,
isn't it?
But you know, this is not like, you know, Safeway buying Piggly Wiggly or something. This is about a lot more than just food, isn't it?
It is, and it's not as surprising, I think, as many people may believe. It's really a natural evolution for where Amazon has come from and where they're going to.
The idea of dominating retail, every aspect of retail, I guess, is what this amounts to. But, I mean, you know, this business, I thought the margins were really tiny in this. I remember grocery stores wouldn't even take credit cards for a long time because they said, you know, MasterCard would eat up all the profit margins.
Retail is a very tough business. You cannot be faint of heart in the retail business because of the margins. But what Amazon is doing is playing a game of scale. They recognize that since the margins are so small, Walmart discovered this years and years ago, that scale is critically important to success in retail, and that's the play, I believe, that's behind this Whole Foods Amazon combination.
And this gets them into bricks and mortar, something they had just decimated.
It does, ironically, and if you think about Amazon's end game, it really is about convenience, about the convenient access to that product, and when it comes to fresh, logistics in the traditional fashion is impossible. You can't send a watermelon by FedEx.
Yeah.
And so that brick and mortar piece of this puzzle is pretty important for Amazon to be able to satisfy that last mile delivery and have fresh daily delivery of high quality fresh products.
So are they going after your former company, 7-Eleven? Are they going after these big super centers like Walmart has? Are they creating some other niche?
Well, in some ways, I would characterize this as convenience. I remember, you know, my old mentor, John Thompson, Jerry Thompson from the 7-Eleven days, used to say it is all about convenience and that industry will never change. Well, if you think about the ability to order online and have your groceries delivered to you within an hour, that is the ultimate form of convenience. I don't think it's going to threaten the traditional convenience store in the short term, but I do think Amazon is positioning themselves to be the most convenient access to anything, whether it's fresh foods or a new TV set.
But it's got to change. It has the ability to change people, doesn't it? I mean, nobody, you know, 40 years, our parents never would have dreamed of going to the store to buy milk. I mean, the guy delivered it to your house. Why would you buy milk or cottage cheese or anything else? Because the guy always delivered it. Now nobody would think of doing it. That changed.
It did, and it's frightening to think that I'm old enough to remember the milkman. But
yeah.
But it did, and again, it's about convenient access. What's most convenient in today's society for people, and it's a lot easier sometimes to just grab your iPhone and order that milk and have it show up at, you know, a convenient time than it is to have to stop at a store. So it's, as I said, it's a natural evolution of both Amazon and retail itself.
Can the rest of retail catch up with this? I mean, you know, the market's knee-jerk reaction is they're killing all of them. You know, Kroger's down 15% and Sprouts and even Target and Walmart are getting killed because of this thing. The sense is that nobody could come and compete against a monster like this.
Well, I may be a bit of a contrarian when it comes to brick and mortar. I do believe there's a happy marriage between some level of physical access to goods and the availability of electronic access to goods. And so That's exactly the play that Amazon's making. The convenience of a store, if I want it now and if I really want to squeeze that melon before I buy it, but the added level of convenience of the ability to get it online or have it delivered within a couple of hours to your home.
So let's carry this on out. So Whole Foods only has, I think, 430 locations. I think Kroger's got 3,000. You make a good point. I mean, you can't FedEx a watermelon. So do they need more locations? Is he going to buy somebody else? Or?
Well, I think longer term, I would see Amazon, particularly in the smaller box space, trying to move into retail locations that are closer to everyone's home to be able to satisfy that true one-hour delivery capability. Ironically, though, with only 400-some stores, Whole Foods never had the scale that they need. That's why you saw their margins suffer recently as they tried to be more competitive in price. People realized that the costs are so high. What they didn't realize the costs were so high is because as big as Whole Foods seems to be, they're really not very big. So they didn't have scale. They will benefit now in a huge way from Amazon's logistics and buying power.
But they popularized the what used to be sort of a hippie thing, you know, and eating right and organic and that sort of thing. And you're in that business too, because you and some partners own Wild Oats, which was at one point a competitor to Whole Foods. Is the demand still out there to eat wisely?
Oh, absolutely. We think it's just in the early stages. In fact, when they acquired Wild Oats back in 2007, they were not allowed to keep the trademark. That's how we ended up with the trademark. But it was ironic that Whole Foods was on a huge run, a very successful run. In 2014, their stock hit over $60 a share. And then about that time, we announced with Walmart that we were going to roll out an affordable line of natural and organic products under the Wild Oats brand. That really began the slippery slope for Whole Foods, where people started to question why are prices so high and realize that they didn't have the scale to be able to be competitive. And it opened the doors for Kroger and Albertsons and others to come into the natural and organic market. So that space is, in fact, continuing to grow. It's a very exciting space, in fact.
It's going to be fun to see what you do with Wild Oats. Now you're going to have to get a little more hippie look and maybe a ponytail and that sort of thing to get back into that whole organic mess, right?
Yeah, buy some Birkenstocks. But I think actually that's where the industry started when both Whole Foods and Wild Oats started in the 1980s. Yeah. It was that core customer, but it's become very mainstream. You know, ironically, people don't think of it this way, but one of the largest consumers of natural and organic food is the Hispanic customer.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. There are families that are still cooking from scratch, still making foods from scratch, and very much more focused on the quality of the raw ingredients that go into their meals. So it's the biggest growing segment now in that organic space.
He's one of the best retailers we know, Jim Keyes, our guest today. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the time.
Well, thank you, David. As you said when I came in, there's nothing dull about business.
It's
always exciting.
It's always a lot of fun. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.